You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Will they get those long-range artillery?
Yes.
Not just ammunition?
The ATACMS, I believe the administration was prepared over the last couple of months to prepare or to provide ATACMS. It is written into this legislation.
Legislation we're talking about passed over the weekend. This is a really big deal. Several different bills passing individually, aid for Ukraine. But this whole thing totals $95 billion in foreign aid for the Indo-Pacific, Israel, and Ukraine. And this, and then also a vote on TikTok, which we will separate out. $61 billion in Ukraine aid, about $10 billion of which is in the form of a loan for a variety of reasons. The voting was interesting. It was, I don't know what I think of democracy at this point as a workable idea for government, because it has been true for many, many months that if you could have gotten this to a vote on the House floor, it was going to overwhelmingly pass. And I don't even mean like, you know, it's got a good solid 15, 20 votes to pass. It passed 311 to 112. It had almost 200 more votes saying yes than no. And it always did in the polling. Just for a variety of political reasons, we couldn't get it out there. And it you know, reminds me of the old Churchill quote of the United States will exhaust every bad thing before they getting around to doing the good thing. Which we did in World War II, and we've done it a number of times throughout. But the vote was 311 to 112 in favor of aid to Ukraine, with a majority of the Republicans, 112, voting against it. The Republican vote was 112 to 100. A majority voted against it. Now, I don't know if all of them felt that way, or there's just a whole bunch of them that, here's what I'm assuming and hoping, that there's a whole bunch of them think, yeah, we need to aid Ukraine, but I live in a district where this wouldn't be good for me. It's going to pass easily. And so I'm voting no.
Yeah, that's a substantial chunk of
I
the
hope
Republicans.
So. Yeah. On the aid to Israel, it was even less close. It was approved 366 to 58. The Taiwan aid, 385 to 34. So none of these were even close. And then the TikTok, requiring the sale of TikTok by its Chinese owner by next year. I guess they got a year. 360 to 58. I mean, these are overwhelming wins for all of these bills. And it was considered such a risk for Mike Johnson to put it out there. And will he lose his speakership and all this? As we played you last week, he had decided that I don't care whether or not I lose my speakership. This is the right thing to do. Have Michael McCaul, who's a Republican out of Texas. He's the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee and a grown-up, who said on Saturday, our adversaries are working together to undermine our Western values and demean our democracy. We cannot be afraid at this moment. We have to do what's right. Evil is on the march. History is calling, and now is the time to act. History will judge us by our actions here today. As we deliberate on this vote, you have to ask yourself, am I Chamberlain or Churchill? I believe it was and is actually that level of moment between China, Russia, and Iran on the march, and we're either going to stand up to it or we aren't. And luckily, enough people did that it passed overwhelmingly.
Yeah, I would agree with all of that. I'm not in the mood to relitigate the Ukraine thing. Between the false comparisons between we're concerned about their border but not our own border, well, how about we be concerned about both of them? You don't fix the one by neglecting the other. And the bizarro pro-Putin flank of the right, which troubles me a great deal. It's remarkable, again, the politics of it, that all of those laws are, by anybody's standard, going by the vote, utterly uncontroversial. They're 1 foot putts. They're chip shots, as they say. They're easy. The fact that, and I think this is a good thing. Well, it has the potential to be a good thing. You never know. That the era of I will not pass anything unless my side passes it. I will not seek accommodation across the aisle. I will not seek middle ground. We will not build a coalition of Democrats and Republicans. Only stuff that my side can pass on their own will come to the floor. That's an idiotic way to try to run a republic. It's utterly unworkable. And it's based on the loudest voices on the fringes having the biggest say. So I'm glad to see it. I think Mike Johnson is a really interesting guy. I think someday he could be hailed as some sort of, if not a hero, the guy who ushered in a better new era. But again, I'm not some dewy-eyed college student. If there's a chance for things to get screwed up, they probably will be.
I hope this is ushered in a new era where the bulk of normal people can vote together on a variety of things and not be controlled by. Well, let me read you a little of this from the Dispatch's reporting today. The 118th Congress is no stranger to chaos, but the gloves were truly off this weekend. And they quote this GOP Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I serve with some real scumbags, he said, taking specific aim at fellow Republicans Matt Gaetz and Bob Good, who I don't know. I serve with some real scumbags. That's a pretty clear-cut talk right there. Matt Gaetz is a bully, Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin said Saturday. Texas Chip Roy is a bully, he said. Bob Good's a bully, and the only way to stop a bully is to push back hard. The three lawmakers referenced by Van Orden are among a group of hardline Republicans opposed to the trio of foreign aid bills passed over the weekend.
You know, I hate to hear Chip Roy grouped with Matt Gaetz, because I think Matt Gaetz is a con man, and I wouldn't let my children, my teenage girls near him, although they're now grown up. I think Chip Roy is an extremely principled guy who is swimming against the tide, mostly in a way that's admirable. He's saying, all right, if we're going to spend $60 billion out of nowhere, show me where you're spending $60 billion less somewhere else. We can't continue spending our children and grandchildren into bankruptcy. I admire that. He's a lone voice, man.
Yeah, well, I was actually thinking as this news was coming in over the weekend, this guy, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, he could get booted this week. Who knows? I doubt that he will, because the Democrats, Roy Khanna of California yesterday, he said, look, I'm a progressive, but if they try to boot out Mike Johnson, I'm going to vote for him. And he said, I think a lot of my progressive friends will. So I think the Democrats would keep him in power with a chunk of Republicans. But even if he loses his job, he would sleep like a baby. You know what he said last week? Look, I got a kid going into the Naval Academy. This is a live fire event for us. This is not a test. This is not a theoretical. We could
this
be
is
a
not
war.
A Twitter argument.
Yeah, this is not a Twitter argument. We could be a war. We could actually have to send troops to fight Russia or China or Israel if we don't push back on this. And I, you know, so I'm sure he's very comfortable with where he is.
Yeah.
But it's stunning to me, again, that it took 6 months to get that aid through when the vote was that lopsided? Is that the best that can happen in a democracy?
I think that is a clear-cut sign. It's like if you went to your doctor and said, I haven't had a bowel movement in 3 weeks. I'd say the constipation of the Congress is definitely a sign of ill health.
3 weeks?
That's just time. For instance. It's actually only been 10 days. My kid, I'm fine.
I went 8 days once, thought I was going to die when I was taking all those chemotherapy drugs.
Oh, yeah, don't get me started. Nobody wants to hear the tales of post-surgical stopping up. Anyway, moving along quickly, he says, hoping to.
People don't want to hear that?
No, they don't. No, trust me, they don't.
I don't have a good radar for this. I just assume people like to hear about that. Maybe that's why I never get invited to parties.
That may be part of it. Where was I? I don't know. We've exhausted.
Did you see?
That. Oh, yeah.
Did you see my latest picture of my grilling that I tweeted out? It was much better. I thought it went better anyway. But some of the responses on my grilling, once again, we're not charitable. I'm not a huge fan of grilling, this person said, but I enjoy it more when I get to stand up at the grill. Why don't you drop a couple $100 and buy a grill that doesn't require you to get on your knees to flip a burger? Love you, but that grill is an embarrassment to your entire family.
Yeah, if you're new to this discussion, Jack is an alleged man, allegedly of the heterosexual variety, who hates grilling.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't want to be good at it. I wish I'd never have to do it again, and I'm terrible at it. And I do have a really crappy grill, which I think plays a role as somebody... responded last week saying, why do you grill like a runaway teenager?
Or a meth head.
Yeah, and this person said, did the other folks under the bridge like the food?
So I played golf over the weekend, and in the bar, the men's grill, we were hanging out afterward. A buddy of mine who's he listens to the show, follows us on Twitter, he said, hey, by the way, That was your partner, right? Not you with the grill thing. I said, what are you kidding? No, that was Jack. And everybody's like, what are you guys talking about? And I explained that you hate grilling and you're terrible at it. And the consensus around the table, and it was eight guys, was that if a friend came to me and said, you know, I like to kill the cats in the neighborhood, it would be a similar level of I don't know you.
Right.
As if somebody said, I hate grilling and I can't grill. Which listen, I'm more than willing to kick you for sport. It's one of my greatest pleasures in life. But it's kind of interesting that people reacted that strong.
I know.
I mean, there was a wink and a nod and a sense of humor about it, but it says something.
Yes, Katie?
I'm just wondering why you must put the utensils on the ground. Like your spatula is on the ground, the thing you clean the grill with, also
what?
On the ground.
What?
Where should it be?
Well, literally
else?
Anywhere, but not on the ground, right?
Well, I don't have a table or I don't have any.
This may be why you get sick, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, there's a plate right next to the spatula.
Oh, did the other people under the bridge enjoy the food? That's the perfect comment. I'm looking at the picture now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It does look like I'm on the lam. I got a beat up old RV and I've got a meth habit. No family or friends.
I'm going to get you a grill. I'm going to come to your place and assemble it.
And I'm going to get you a fold out table. And you'll be set.
We'll all kick in and get a $12 table.
Oh. I started reading my new favorite book over the weekend. I want to talk about at some point David Sanger's book about the new Cold Wars, which is freaking fascinating and frightening.
Oh, and as a follow-up to the previous discussion, I came across a really interesting article about how TikTok, how TikTok has changed America.
Mm.
A lot of people over 40 have no clue.
Right.
TikTok has been an enormous influence on our society. We need to ban it, but more on that to come.
Cool that. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This trial is really wearing on Donald Trump. I've been watching him, oh my God, because, you know, people get to talk about him, and he has to sit there for hours without saying anything. kind of like he did on January 6th.
So the left is really enjoying the Trump trial that starts today with the opening arguments and all that sort of stuff. And if anything exciting happens, we'll talk about it. I don't expect anything exciting to happen. I don't know. Suppose the day that Stormy Daniels takes the stand.
If we could see the opening arguments, that would be really compelling.
Sure.
But just hearing brief accounts of them, right, maybe a little bullet pointage, that'll be good. I'm more excited about hearing the Supreme Court arguments over the Grants Pass ruling. Is there a constitutional right to be a junkie and block a school entrance? Anyway, I thought this was really good. Brooke Barnes wrote this for the New York Times. It's a good example of the New York Times being what it used to be, which is a thorough reporter of news. TikTok has changed America is the title of the article, and it's extremely long, but really interesting. I'm just going to touch on some highlights. Love it, hate it, or fear it. It's had an enormous effect on our society, and if you're under 40 or don't have kids, you might be less aware of this. The hundreds, tens of millions at least, of Americans who are on this 4, 5, 6 hours a day is just, it's frightening. But they get into all the ways TikTok became, quote-unquote, part of American life. It became Hollywood's favorite marketing machine. Not that interested in that part. It's Generation Z's Walter Cronkite.
Oof, that is rough.
Yeah, and they name-check several influencers, or whatever you want to call them, who have millions of followers. They aggregate news. They report the news, quote-unquote. They editorialize. And Pew Research has found that one-third of 18 to 29-year-olds say they get news regularly on the platform, far outpacing people in other age groups. A lot of young people, TikTok is their news.
Or their window into all the world. Entertainment, politics, everything.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. It supercharges conspiracy theories. They get into all sorts of different conspiracy theories that took off on TikTok. It spawned a zillion trends, or at least trends. Got Taylor Swift to defy her label. All right. Then David Sanger wrote this section. It might just be a weapon. For years, I thought TikTok was mostly a parenting problem and had only a tangential bearing on what I cover, threats to national security. It took a while and a whole lot of conversation with both tech firms and government officials for me to become concerned about the potential it could also pose a major problem on that front. Not because the company's Chinese owners could figure out your dance move preferences, but because the algorithm at the core of the app is wrapped in such mystery. And he goes into the fact that nobody outside the company knows what goes into the algorithms. But that, and I got to summarize very briefly, but as we've mentioned many times, the version of TikTok that's given to Chinese young people is education, good citizenship, etc. The one to ours is frequently propaganda, filth, or just fluff. You know, and I'm pro-fluff, at least for part of the day.
Yeah, we all got enough fluff. There's no shortage of fluff for anyone in America right now.
Well, right. So just to summarize, it is a surveillance tool and a spreader of propaganda. Another effect, it turned the school bathroom into a movie set. And they talk about kids making their videos and posting them on TikTok about whatever happens at school or in the bathroom, stealing the mirrors. There are all sorts of examples. It took over all the other apps they mentioned. All the other apps exist to a large extent to drive you to TikTok.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, and all of the snobbiest gatekeepers they mention use it now, from Taylor Swift to the White House, whatever, you got to have it.
Unless it goes away with, like, that legislation that passed the House on Saturday. That's the one I believe they think is most in danger when it goes to the Senate this week. Everybody expects the Ukraine and Israel bills to pass, but the TikTok, not sure. Because Schumer had been unwilling to even bring a TikTok bill to the floor.
Yeah, he's been bribed. The one last thing I got to squeeze in is it's an enormous commerce center. Enormous, mind-boggling amounts of money are traded for products and services on TikTok.
Did CNN handle the journalism right around the guy who set himself on fire? Did you hear this?
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
So it was a boring day at the Trump trial on Friday, like a lot of days at the Trump trial are going to be, I think. Oh, by the way, so one of the jurors that got, I don't remember if this juror is one that got, I think she volunteered, like said, I don't think I can do this for some reason. Anyway, I saw her interviewed over the weekend. How did she ever pass the I can be fair and balanced test? I saw her interviewed and she couldn't hate Donald Trump more. I mean, she was just like, she was so animated with her hatred of the guy. I sure wouldn't want somebody who hates me that much in a jury judging me for anything. Good
she
Lord.
Probably lied. Lied like crazy.
Probably lied. Well, it just makes you wonder how many of the other ones are like that. But so they're following the Trump trial and all the networks got a tremendous amount invested in this. They've built giant infrastructures outside the courthouse and they got the cameras there and all the legal analysts, and so they're all in, and they're trying to find stuff to come up with. And this crazy guy who's He's been crazy forever, and his friends knew he was crazy and was depressed, set himself on fire outside the courthouse. And CNN's Laura Coates then ends up jumping in it to and doing play-by-play, which drew praise from some journalistic quarters for her cool, smooth handling of a big story, and then real condemnation from other people. Most networks, Fox, cut away from it, apologized for showing any of it. Keith Olbermann is quoted in the New York Times for some reason, disgraced former cable news host Keith Olbermann, who said CNN just effectively provided live coverage of a suicide attempt, disgraceful.
Well, that's what they did. I mean, whether it's disgraceful or not, I suppose you could argue, but that's what it was.
Well, I didn't hear it, so let's listen to some of it anyway.
What do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible, that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public, to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as they're playing. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as well as an accelerant.
So that's where we'll end it. It goes on for quite some time. But yeah, the whole I can smell burning flesh. I think I would have gone as soon as I figured out what it was. Let's cut away from that. Obviously, we have a mentally disturbed person, a tragic story. But I don't know, keeping it on there and then getting into the you can smell burning flesh, that's a little rough.
Yeah, wow. First of all, emblazoned doesn't mean what you think it does.
Yeah, she used that several times.
Yeah, that means like you're Michelangelo's a Sacramento Kings fan. He had the Kings logo emblazoned on his T-shirt. That's what it meant,
right,
displayed.
That's where I've heard that word. I've never heard it applying to a man on a park bench.
Well, it has nothing to do with being on fire. Anyway, her rapid-fire description of everything that was happening, I had no problem with that till she got to the burning flesh part.
I don't know. I guess you wouldn't know at the time. Because this is just a crazy guy. I mean, I don't know if you read up on this guy or not, but he's a nut and has been a nut for a long time. And all his friends knew he was a nut, but they thought he was a harmless nut, depressed, and all kinds of just the craziest conspiracies you can possibly imagine. So it doesn't mean anything. It just means a crazy guy killed himself, and so it has no greater meaning. And I don't know. It's a little pornographic for my taste.
Yeah, I would say so. The decision to run with it was distasteful. Her
smell burning flesh. Ooh,
her describing of it and all the detail with the excitement in her voice. Yeah, it was all a little perverse.
Well, there's no doubt. Also, if you care about this sort of thing, and I guess we all should, there's no doubt that would encourage people in his state of mind to want to do it somewhere cameras around. I mean, if you're going to get on CNN with a play-by-play description of you killing yourself, that's going to motivate you a lot if you got the right mindset.
Yeah, the excitement, the kind of unspoken excitement that it was at the Trump trial and may have something to do with Trump, and this is crazy exciting. And yeah, there's a bit of a feel of that. Probably worth noting that if you were to go into this guy's social media, he was clearly a man of the left. But as a policy on this show, if somebody's profoundly mentally ill and they're a man of the right, don't try to stick Republicans with responsibility for what a profoundly mentally ill person did. So I'm going to stick with that policy on the left. The problem was not that he was a lefty. The problem was that he was profoundly mentally ill. And now he's dead.
He is dead. I didn't know if he died or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I would. I think I'm on team. You cut away from that for the love of all that is decent.
I think I am too. And even if it's a political statement relevant to what's happening, like A Vietnam protester famously set himself on fire outside the White House when Lyndon Johnson was president. Really had an effect on him. But that was, I don't know. I don't know much about that guy. I know it made a great political statement, but it could have been a crazy person, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a young person and you're getting drafted and you might get sent to fight in a war you don't believe in and endure all the horrible things of war, that could cause you to do something pretty desperate. So that might have a greater significance than just a crazy person outside the Trump trial because there's lots of cameras there.
100%. You remember that fruit vendor who set himself on fire in Tunisia to set off the Arab Spring, which ended up producing nothing of value, really. He had a carefully described set of values and beliefs and was illustrating them with his own death. This guy heard voices.
Right.
Poor son of a gun. He was said to be a hell of a nice guy. And just like so many people, you know, his psychosis set in his 20s and he just went off the rails.
So we played like a minute of that clip and it's 5 minutes long. Hey, Hanson, does she just keep talking about the guy on fire? Do they stay with that the whole time? Wow. 5 minutes is plenty of time to talk about the guy on the fire.
You know, that's a good point. That's an excellent point. We found the first minute way too much, and then the CNN went on for another five. Boy, they're desperate and appalling in CNN in so many ways.
I mean, can't you find a cat getting run over by a car somewhere? Put that on? I mean, seriously.
Somebody getting beaten down on a video or something like that? There are plenty of those floating around.
So the... this guy, David Pecker, who used to run the National Enquirer and Trump had a relationship with him, he's testifying today at the trial. And he is going to testify, I assume, to the fact that catch and kill was a thing that Trump and lots of people do, where you if there's a story out there, you pay a whole bunch of money to make sure that that story belongs to someone and then that they don't print it.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that relevant to this case?
Well, speaking of irrelevant, if I'm born and informed that my name is David Pecker, the day I turn 18, my name is David Becker, all right? With a B. Sorry. Anyway, catch and kill, is that relevant?
Or just go further down the direction and just call yourself David Penis from that point on.
Wow. Well, that would be quite the move. It's relevant. This part is so frustrating to me. I don't even have the energy for it. Part of what the prosecution has to prove to the satisfaction of the jurors is that Trump and Stephanie Clifford, the buxom mattress actress, actually coupled. Because if they didn't, then there can be no motivation for an NDA and no whatever.
Really?
Trump
so
is
it's,
saying
it's germane.
What Trump is actually, it's absolutely germane. Because you've got to establish, okay, they did this. He paid her off. He paid her off in this way. He compensated Michael Cohen in this way. There's kind of a garden path you have to walk people down.
Wow. So there's a reason for her to testify in quite a bit of detail to their lovemaking.
Yeah, that's paying it a compliment it does not deserve, I have a feeling. But and Trump is going with the I'm a rich, powerful man. I have lots of affairs, but I never humiliate my wife in public agreement. And so he's continuing to deny that the two of them ever got together, which is implying that this is extortion. And he went ahead and paid an extortionist. I don't happen to believe him.
I'm not letting my kid go through grade school with the last name Pecker. I mean, you got a proud family name, and I'm sure you like your dad and your grandpa.
I'm sure Peckers through history have accomplished many things. They've stood tall and challenged the authorities when it was necessary.
The
brave and time-honored Pecker family name, but...
Somebody's got to end the line on that.
Enough! It now is a euphemism for the male genitalia. I'm sorry. Apologies to our grandfathers, it's now Becker.
Now the Becker family.
Yes, please.
You do the Ancestry.com, realize that near whatever it changed from Becker to Becker, it's still the fact, but we ain't doing this anymore. Somebody has got to stand up and say enough. And I say enough. Yeah,
that's actually more common than I realize, that a family will just say, this is too hard to spell or pronounce or whatever. We're going to go with this going forward.
Having names that sound like men's junk? It's more common
not
than I
reckon. No, I tried to explain what I meant, but you've returned to the childish, the juvenile, the prurient, if you will.
perhaps
you child now
you've
would be a good time to...
You've got a guy named Pecker in a sex case.
I noticed. Yes. Yes.
There's no getting around that.
Here's something really interesting for you. Virtually everybody with any common sense, wisdom, data, says the same thing. There should be no smartphones in kids' hands in school.
Mm.
They're a television. If those of you who aren't familiar with the smartphone, it's essentially a television and a telephone and 100 other entertainment products.
I don't care about either of those. I care about the fact that it's the internet. That's what I care about.
In school, it's an absurdity that kids would be allowed to have those in class. Guess where the main resistance is coming from banning them? It's from parents for reasons that will probably make you roll your eyes.
Yeah, I was going to guess certain kinds of parents just because everybody has this conversation if you got kids of a certain age. We had this conversation over the weekend. My youngest really wants a phone because his other friends have phones. And he's got some friends now that he's texting with on his watch and playing video games. How come I can't have a phone? Because you're not going to have the internet. You're not going to walk around with the internet in your pocket all the time. But, it's some parents think it's crucial to be able to be in contact with their children, I guess.
I will explain. Stay with us.
That's on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There are Instagram moms these days who are practically only fansing their itty-bitty beauty queen daughters by having them wear skimpy bikinis and eat bananas to build social media stardom. They're called sharenters, a hybrid of sharing and parent. I call them pimps.
Wow. Bill Maher, he talked about the Nickelodeon and Disney and all that sort of stuff, and we'll talk about that later, that I didn't realize a lot of those videos that they have on those kids shows, how dirty they were. Oh, my God.
I had missed that myself.
Oh,
incredibly
wow.
Suggestive,
oh,
involving
wow.
Children.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah. Again, we'll follow up on that stuff at some point down the road. I wanted to pay this off. I had a sense of this, but a lot of school districts that are trying to ban smartphones during school hours, and there are a variety of ways to do it. Either kids have to drop it off in the morning or they're allowed to have it on their person, but it can never be visible. You can't have it out or you're busted. It gets taken away from you. You get it back at the end of the day, get, sanctioned one way, detention or something like that.
That is policed somewhat, I can say.
Yeah. Anyway, it turned out, and they happened to highlight a Colorado district here in the Wall Street Journal, but it turned out that it was too much for parents. Parents pushed back, even transferred their students, because they wanted, even if they're banned in class, they've got to be available between classes, passing period. They've got to be available during lunch or study hall or something like that. And what it was the parents wanted to be able to contact their kids throughout the day with everything from probably stupid stuff to, I'm going to be a little late picking you up, or remind me again, when does dance class or football practice or whatever, and just the logistical conversations that we all have with our loved ones via text or whatever throughout the day. But what shocks me, and I'm tempted to be harshly judgmental on this topic, is you have the sane part of the education establishment, and I grant you, you got to look for that for a while before you find it, saying this is completely undermining instruction. You have kids watching TV, watching porn, messaging, TikTok videos, whatever, doing everything but learning. It's like letting them bring a television into class in our day in high school. It's got to, we can't have
Wouldn't have been one-tenth the distraction or entertaining that a phone is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you have parents saying, well, I got to be able to text my kids. So, no, don't ban smartphones in school.
Well, aren't you old enough to, like, how did your parents do it? Y'all survived. You figured something out.
Well, it strikes me, for some reason, it popped in my head, and I can't remember where I first heard this. It might have actually been a church sermon where the thinker was talking about being compelled, enslaved by the urgent at the expense of the important. Mm. You live your life doing what's urgent as opposed to what's important. And, you know, there are a number of reasons I think our kids are so anxious and depressed and the rest of it. Smartphones are absolutely at the heart of it, 100% at the heart of it. And you're doing them a favor by taking it away from them for 8 hours a day. I believe that fervently. But sending the message to them over and over and over again that this minor logistical question must be dealt with now or very, very soon. That's got to be the definition of urgency trumping importance. We used to live perfectly happy lives and we'd work it out. If my mom, my dad was 10 minutes late to pick me up or whatever, I would sit there thinking, oh, I guess they're late.
Right.
Exactly. I didn't have a panic attack. I didn't start a revolution. I didn't burn anything on a campus. I just sat there and flipped through a book or chatted with my buddies.
Right. I wonder how come there's not more of a market for phones that only text, like dumber phones. They text but don't do anything else, as opposed to buying your kid the full Monty phone. Or I have, both my kids have watches and no phone, and we can text those very conversations.
Yeah, yeah. Get your kids a dumb phone. Some parents are, well, in a school shooting, he'll need his phone. I mean, come on, that never happens. I mean, statistically speaking. And secondly, they point out that buzzing, ringing phones can give the location of a kid's away in the vanishingly small possibility that it happens. Dumb phones are a great solution. Just flip phones.
Yeah, I wonder why those aren't more popular. I would think just because they're so much cheaper that it would be a good, you'd see more young people with the $80 phone as opposed to a $1,000 phone.
Well, here's an unpopular and provocative statement. They're not more popular because the kids are running the family.
Joe Getty. He'll be here all week. The kids are running the family.
You know, some terrible accident or dismissal.
Wow, do you do that caveat for everything? I'll see you at the party tonight, barring some terrible accident.
I do. It just seems thorough, safe.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.